Okay, today's daf is Zayin, and we begin a new perek, Perek Sheni already. So that the Nimshin means Ketzad HaRegel Mu'ad. There's different ways to punctuate this, but the Maariv Fulda says, how is a Regel Mu'ad in the case of the Avot Av Nezikin of Regel? That's Lishbor Kederach Helucha. That's when it's breaking in the normal course of its walking. So it's damaging by, it doesn't have to be feet, we've already described this as it's walking. However, as it says, it's a way of an animal to go ahead and walk and then break. That's the exact way of regel. However, if it starts kicking as it's walking, it's a bit strange. Or so that would be keren. Or netazin. Or if as it's walking, it's some like it's not kicking deliberately. It's simply walking. Other stones, if you like, are kicked up and they fly out and cause damage and smash. In that situation, it's chatzin nezek. So it's interesting. The first case, if it's kicking wildly, fine, that's keren. It's not even regel anymore. What's interesting here, when it comes to tzrurot, that's not strange. It's happened to be a pebble road and it's walking normally. So it's not keren, but you pay chatzin nezek. So the Maariv Fulda explains, afak avdelavshinui afilu hachi chayev chatzin nezek dehichel degmiras. Special halacha l'Moshe Sinai, what's called chatzin nezek tzrurot. Then in that situation, you pay chatzin nezek. Okay, fine. Darsa ala kli. So if that's the case, we can have other cases that are like, sort of, it doesn't have to be rocks kicking up. Let's say it stands on a kli and it flies out, v'shivarato, and it flies out and smashes, and then it hits another kli. V'naf ala kli acher v'shivarato. Ala rishon, you pay nezek shalem, because that's straight regel. It damaged in the course, normal course of its walking. V'ala acharon, on the second one, well, that's meshalem chatzin nezek. That is, if you like, you have to pay half damages. The Gemara asks, well, let's understand Ketzad HaRegel Mu'ed. So the Gemara says, Ve'ein Daka La'asid Tzurot. The question is, he's saying, I'll just read the Maariv Fulda. He says, this is a question. Ve'kevan De'orcheihu, it's a normal way to walk and kick things up, then it's HaVeRegel. And how can you say if he's walking Rosh Hashanah and he kicks up a stone and breaks it, that it would be Chayav Chatzin Ezek? If it's regel, it should be patur in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, because we said regel, things lost normal, you know, the normal course of the animals walking. We says only chayim reshut ha'mazik or aniz, sorry, reshut ha'nizak or somebody else's property. We discussed that as well. That was a discussion. But in the public domain, we know it's patur. Why it's tzurot? If it's walking on a pebble road, it should be chayim at all. If you're saying it's a derivative of regel, it's orcheihu, then it should be patur completely. So Amrav imi b'sheha kli natun b'yad adam. Interestingly, we're talking about now where the kli that he damaged by the rope, by this stone being flicked up. This is answer number one, if you like, was in the hands of an individual. B'adam. Avalim munach b'rishus. If, however, it was resting in rishus harabim, well, then indeed you'd be patur. Okay, so just to explain this, Maariv Fulda says when it's in the person's havalei yad kechatzer anizak, because then when it goes, when the stone flicks up and he breaks a kli in the hand of someone standing in Rosh Hasharabim, then it's like being in the Chatzar HaNizak. It's like damage caused in the Chatzar HaNizak. Then, if that's the case, why don't you pay Chatzin Nezek? Again, Hilcha de Gemiri le Chatzin Nezek Tzurot. Okay, which is interesting because then within Tzurot, according to this first understanding, it depends where the kli was that this stone went and smashed. Okay, if that was walking Rosh Hasharabim. Okay, the Gemara now says, because obviously, if it's simply walking, which is Rabbi, obviously be exempt. Yeah, fair. Now, Rabba Bar Mamal says, no, we're talking about a different case. Shtei drachim, there are two paths. Achad yesh ba'asavim v'tzurot, v'achad ein ba'asavim v'tzurot. Hinichat she'ein ba'asavim v'tzurot, v'ilcha b'zeh she'yesh ba'asavim v'tzurot. Afal pishu manach b'rishus, then you'd say chayav. This is the girsa change according to the Maariv Fulda, which is as follows. So just to explain, why does the Maariv Fulda say chayav? I'll explain the Maariv Fulda here. It says there's a case where there's two drachim. Yesh bad b'rishus rabim shtei drachim. And an animal normally would go in the path that is cleaner and smooth, if you like. And it went in the place where it is less comfortable and easy to walk. And therefore, it's a, if you like, a change. And that's why it says it's toda de keren. Interesting. In other words, seems to be is how can it be chayiv chatzin nezek tzurot? It's when in Rosh Hashanah, it's when he went on the so-called abnormal path and it turns it into, if you like, a keren. It's doing an abnormal behavior. That's why he explains it. So it's this I wanted to say. The Ridbaz says actually he keeps the gears instead of changing it to chayav, he keeps it as patur. So just to explain, what does it mean patur? And he explains very interestingly that I'll show you in the Ridbaz inside. He says I'm allowed to leave things with Rishus Rabim. Yes. But the other guy is he allowed the animals to walk in the Rishus Rabim? Yes. So therefore, since I have the capacity to walk in Rishus Rabim, and if you like, then it's mevatel the fact you can leave things wherever you like in Rishus Rabim. So therefore, I don't have to. My animal's walking in the street. I don't have to be careful where it's walking, that it might, you know, step on your kelim you left there. Okay, that's what I explained. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, have a minute here. This is again, if you keep the gears as patur, since there are two paths, mimele shapir kamle l'rushut eshel zela niyekalav al gabei hachelik shel asavim tzoror. I would think the fact that I place it on the less convenient road means I've got rushut to do so. V'harei kamol munach, it's like putting on the itzdaba on like a little porch on the side of rushus arabim. I would think the fact that you have the right for your animals to walk Rishus HaRabim doesn't mevatel my Rishut to put things down in Rishus HaRabim in this particular location because there was a more comfortable path that the animals should have taken. That's if you like the Havamina. Okay. Aval kishamalech b'derech However, what we're saying is Kamash Malan that no, that this din is to teach you that if there are two roads, still there are two paths, and therefore we still say that the Reshut Hiluch, even if it's a less comfortable road versus a more comfortable road, doesn't make a difference. It's Mevatel Yeshut to put things in Reshut Sarabim, and therefore the person who took his animal and walked even through the more uncomfortable road would be Patur. Okay, very different ways to understand it. So let's just do a bit of Chazara. We try to understand why in Reshut Sarabim, if it's a way of an animal to walk, that you'd be Chayev for at all, even for Tzurot. Because if it's a Toladar Regel, then in Reshut Sarabim, you're Patur Mishum Regel. So the first understanding was talking about whether the rocks were flicked up and the clay that caused damage was in the hand of the individual. Okay? And because of the individual, it's like Rishut HaNizak. It's not like it caused damage to Rishut HaRabim. That's why we say that it would be Chayev. Okay, because Regel does Nezek and Rishut HaNizak. The second explanation, if you again, the way we read it according to Rav Fulda, is we're talking about a situation where the animal did some sort of shinui. There was a more normal path it took. It took a strange path with full of rocks and weeds and all these other things. And because it's some sort of a shinoi, that's why you'd be chayev. According to where we just read the Ridbaz now, the Ridbaz says, actually, no, this is a completely different case altogether. It's teaching simply a chiddush, the chiddush of that even if it's a more uncomfortable path, still we say that you'd be patur in case of rega. You won't say that it's no longer mevatel your reshut to put things down or reshut sarabi. Okay, those are two ways. So I just have to clear that up. And finally, we say, this is almost like answer number three, Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol devar shehu chutz legufo, gufa. Anytime we're talking about regel, but a regel that's chutz legufa, which is the case of tzurot. Because gufam and anything, important Rabbi Elazar says, anything attached to the body, like it, as it's walking, it damages things with its saddle, for example. We say that's clearly regel, there's nothing to discuss. But like in the case of tzurot, in that situation, lo chalku bo chachamim b'rishus harabim, hayach b'rishus harabim lechatzi kofer. That there's no distinction when it comes to Rishus HaRabim Rishus Yachid. In other words, you're right. Regel normally in Rishus HaRabim, because there, if it's a way to do things, then we say clearly a patur. But Tzurot's different. Now, there's different explanations by why that is. One understanding is since it's similar to Keren, in the sense it's Chetzi, therefore they weren't Mechalik in that way to say between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus Yachid. Okay? That's the way the Mar Fulda says he quoted the Tosfot. Okay, Gemara says, now this is fascinating. Now, if you're really start trying to draw comparisons to Keren, we know when it comes to Keren, now Keren, if you remember, that's when an animal does something abnormal, some sort of abnormal form of damage. And what happens is that he ends that we say, yes, the Pechatzin Ezek, until the owner, this has happened habitually, the animal does it many times, a strange form of damage, and the owner's been warned 2/3 times, okay, let's call it 3 times for simplicity, then he'd be Chayv Nezek Shalem. Could we say the same thing, Bachatzi Nezek Tzurot as well? Because you also have a concept of Chatzin Nezek. What if can you get to the case of Muad in the Chatzin Nezek as well? A Chatzin Nezek Tzrurot. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Zira says, well, Mekabela, that would be, indeed, that could be the case. Rav Ila says, Amar Einu Mekabela. No, it's not. It ought to be Chatzin Nezek in the case of Tzrurot. So Amar Rebbe Zira, Matnita Pligi Lave. We see, Rebbe Zira says, well, this is kasher on you. Why? Being on Rebbe Ila, if you like. This is why, again, Rafud explains it. Because Shor Mechatech Bechotel. Let's say an ox who has a habit of rubbing himself against walls and knocking them over. When Nafal al Adam and kills him, Vargo, we say Chai Bekofer. Okay? So let me go back a step. It's not, it doesn't have a habit yet. Let's just explain. And it says Chai Bekofer. Well, the question is, what does it mean? Does it have a habit? Doesn't have a habit. And Patru Mimita. Meaning the damage he causes Chai Bekofer, but Patru Mimita. Okay? So let's try and understand what that means. Now, kofir normally means if it kills an individual, you have to pay the so-called the value of the person who was killed. That's the kofir here. But patul mimita means you don't have to kill the animal. So I'll just explain. Let's Rav Fulda says, shor shnich b'chol havalei toda deshen. In that situation, because it's getting hana'a from scratching its back, that is a tolada of shen, importantly. And v'nafala kotel al ha'adam, and it fell on a person and killed him, chayev b'kofer, or pater ashor, you don't have to kill the animal. Why? Because the animal shalom nitgaven la'rog, because it didn't intend to kill. Okay. And the Gemara, he said the Gemara is going to explain it further. Now the Gemara explains here, v'chiyesh kofer betam, how can you have full kofer for a tam? So the Gemara, again, Mar Fulda says, b'tmiya, bishlam atzorot mishkach ala chatzi kofer ho'il v'it it bahu chatzi nezek. I can understand when it comes to tam. If it's tzurot, you got chatzi nezek. Masha ein ken toladat Hashem. Like a chatzi nezek, there's no chatzi nezek. El nezek shalem. Veleibu also chatzi kofer. Va'kochach, you've got to pay kofer shalem. V'chi matzinu kofer shalem betam, rak b'muad. But you don't find kofer, full kofer betam, only b'muad. Vai tamhu, and it's a tam le'inyan kofer in this context. When it comes to, if you like, you know, shen, the element of shen, of rubbing its body, because you learn kofer, the concept of its compensation when you kill someone, from keren. So therefore, how do you get to having a, if you like, hada'a b'shen? So it says, the Gemara says, so that seems to suggest that you can have mekabelet, it's mekabelet. You can get to a situation where you get this, let's call it chatzin ezek tzurot, where you get to this concept of you warning three times and you be chayef the full amount. Because again, just to explain it, because you're saying, when it comes to the shen, you're chayef shen, but in terms of kofer, if kofer is learned from keren, this compensation for killing someone, well, then it has to follow the pattern. You have to have, if you like, multiple warnings to get there. But this is more made mitchilato. So how do you get there? Ah, so it is mekabel hada'ah. It must be that you can mekabel hada'ah. It's mekabel this warning to bring it to the state where you can stand back, make kofar shalem. So that, if you like, supports the position of Reb Zeira. Now the Gemara says, once again, if you look at Reb Zeira, what are you talking about? You got a kasha. Now here, the Mar Fulda switches it to Reb Zeira. You got a kasha. Late, in other words, filigree late to palg, you got a kasha on that. Because if it's mekabel hada'ah, then the question is, valama patu mimita. Why is the animal not now killed? Why? In other words, again, I'll show you the carbonator. Lama pul yasha rei ho il vahu ad. Havale mit kaven. Once it's already been turned a habitual individual who's like a, sorry, individual animal that's doing this thing, then it's like mit kaven. It's no longer considered lo mitgaven, and it should be chayv mita. Umashni, and the answer is, we're going to see in the Gemara, but I'll finish the Marafulda. It says, umashni mishu ada shor lapid kotalim. That it's a way of shor, to knock down the kotels. Velo nitgaven, but not to this shor, particular shor, I'm saying, but not to kill people. Velechen ashor patul mimita she'inu muad lekatalek, because it's not considered muad for actually murdering. Because in the past, when they've been doing these things and been warned many times, the owner, there were no people there. And it was only the last time he happened to do it, they happened to kill someone this shore. Therefore, it's can knock, in other words, even though it's now considered muad to knock these walls down,
It's enough to say, okay, that can make you considered chayav, if you like, kofer shalem, but not to kill it, because it wasn't mit. It's not enough to say it's now mitkaven l'harog anymore, because it never killed people in the past in that context. Okay, mikomar muadu l'kofer deshen chayav alav kofer shalem. But nonetheless, it's considered, if you like, it's muad for kofer, the shen, it's considered shen chayv alav kofer shalem. V'achiti behedya, that's what Rashi explained, perek ha-para. Okay, v'chen, it says, v'chen mashma besugya, b'chol makom b'hai lishna, v'afilu al ploni leiti pliga. It doesn't mean, b'lashon, b'tmiya v'lo b'nichuta, v'chen ikar. Okay, he's explaining the end of what he's saying, v'chen besugya mash b'chol makom, that is to say, b'tmiya, v'afilu k're b'shuva, leiti pliga, you should read it b'tmiya. Fine. Yafeh. The Gemara says, let's go back to the Gemara. V'lama patul mimita b'shu'ada liyot ma'pele kotim k'shi pila atakot lo ya'asham adam. Yafeh. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, hitila glalin. What happens if this animal is relieving itself as it's walking and it causes damage? Mishalem nezek shalem, you have to pay nezek shalem. Delokin, if that's the case, man and Amri, what would we say? Tzrich shiu mekal Hamaklot biado, would he really have to say that he has to carry, have some sort of basket behind it to catch it when it relieves itself? So just to explain this, I'm going to use a Peni Moshe here because the Marafula draws it closer to the Bavli, his explanation, but and I didn't fully understand how he, this flow of the Sugya, but I'll just show you the Peni Moshe. He says, Haytila Galalim, meaning, and it's goes damage, it's something Mezek Shalem. If when? Now, is it the normal way for animal to relieve itself? Yes. So where are we talking about Bichayv Nezek Shalem? It must be talking about Rishut HaNizak. Yafeh. The law can mine and if that case, what would you say? You know, this Kolomar Vadei Orech, it must be considered the Orech of an animal to do that. Dim Im Lokin, if it's considered Shinui, that it's strange, Mashvilei, V'chi Anu Umrim, would you have to say that when it's walking with Sarab, you have to stop wearing, having a basket behind it? It would be strange. In other words, you have to consider an animal relieving itself as being normal. Because if you think it's like Karen, that means he'd be chayim rishus harabi for damage it caused by the animal relieving itself. And that would mean that anytime you take an animal for a walk, all these animals used to have courses and things that weren't rishus harabi, you'd have to have something behind it because you're responsible for any damage it causes. And he says that's ridiculous. Elavada, it must be orachahu, and therefore rishus harabi would be patur. Because it's regular. The ficha brushut nizak. That's why when the Gemara says you pay nezek shalem, it's talking about mamash in brushut nizak. It goes into someone else's field and relieves itself there. Okay. So the Gemara now explains hada detema b'shein darkalakach al b'darkalakach tzarich shiul makot biado. So just to explain the way the Pnei Moshe explains it here, that's only if the animal is relieving itself in the normal way normal animal does. But this animal has some exceptional, I don't know how to describe it, out of the ordinary way of its, you know, like relieving itself, then in, that would be considered shoneh, strange, and indeed you would have to have this malkot behind you. Next. Rabbi Shai in a similar vein, we're going to continue like basically with the Pnei Moshe's reading here. Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Huda Nesia, Havu Yatvin, they were sitting, Al Rabbar Mamal, Vishal and asking, Kish Kisha Bezanva, Kugun Ila Pradita Mahu. If you've got an animal that's waving its tail like this parrot, like a mule, what's a din? So it causes damage as it's swinging its tail. Vlo Amrin Kluman, he didn't respond. Okay? He did, it, the way he put it, washing, but he didn't even choshesh to respond. Then it says, Amar le Rabbi Yoshaya Rabba, so Batar Ken, so after that, Amar le Rishara de Loken, Man Amrim Tzrich Shia Tofes Beznava. So in other words, again, the same type of thing, that it must be this is the orcha of the animal to, as it's walking, wave its tail. And therefore, any damage it does will consider like, if you like, regal. So in Rishus HaNizak would be, it would be Chayav. But if you're in Rishus HaRabim, then obviously be Patur. But once again, hadadatema, we end up with the same thing. That is what? That's only b'she'en darkalakach. Abba darkalakach tzrishu tofes b'znava. Again, the way the Pnei Moshe explains this here is that's only if it's a normal way, if you like, if it's swinging. That's when you say patra. However, if indeed it's way, if you like, was to have this wild swinging, like abnormal, then that would be, if you like, considered kerem. You could be chayim and shusarabim for it, and therefore you'd have to like strap it down. The Gemara says, Uma, so just to explain here, the Marfulda explains as follows. He says, He didn't say anything in the beginning. It seemed to be it was a question whether it was chayv patur. Ubatur hachi amar v'chit sarich mashma de pshitle was pashut. So how do we understand what's going on? In other words, initially it sounded like this is not the way Pnei Moshe explained it. Initially, it sounded like he didn't know how to answer. And at the end, he said it was obvious. So what's going on? Umashmi shastad pshitle v'amrule haynu she'enu chayv. In other words, she'enu chayv benezek shalem. It was obvious it was a chayv nezek shalem. V'adam esafke lehu. The question was if he's chayv maybe chatzin nezek. That's kind of the way he explains the, if you like, the end of the sugya. Okay, the I'll show you the Pnei Moshe because we explained it by Pnei Moshe. It says klomar benezek shalem vade lok mi baye lehu de'enu meshalem. That was pshita le benezek shalem. Ta im orche hu ptur legamri v'im shinui hu chatzin nezek. Matzrichlu was a question. Kibale hu chatzin nezek im shinui hu umeshalem chatzin nezek. Or maybe not. Or afilu kishkush yateira. Maybe even wild swing amrina can still say maybe it's actually orche hu or patur berushas harabim. And therefore, v'lo ifshita, according to the way the Pnei Moshe is reading. Okay, we said it. We'll stop here. Gamach hazmatayv with everyone. Kol tov.